Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sactown Sports.
A lot has happened today.
The best thing to happen today just happened last second. Hands down.
There is nothing about Simone's mother that surprises me. She is as awesome as I expected her to be.
Every bit as sweet.
And kind. The food that she brought in is just ridiculous.
Dude, this is bad for me. This is bad for the final hour of this show, really.
I don't eat a lot, like, especially during a show when the snack exchange is more of a Rami, Simone, and JJ thing. But I was not going to pass up what was sitting in front of me. Those things are...
I don't like dates. But these prosciutto wrap dates that are stuffed.
I don't know if I've ever had a date. I had one today.
They are also one of the foods of my people. I don't know if that's what Mama Rickford had in mind when she brought it.
I've never had one of those. I will have one of those every day for the rest of my
life.
They're
like so good. They're bacon wrap dates with, she said, cream cheese and goat cheese and pomegranates
so
on top.
Good.
Oh my God.
So good. Anyway.
I need another one right now while you catch
so
everybody
up. Thanks to Mama Rickford. Mm-hmm. Absolutely tremendous visit. And not just because of the food. Again. A wonderful lady.
The nicest woman I've ever met.
Yes. And we found out that Simone's nickname is Mona. So that was a positive.
Jesus. Yeah.
All right. So let's get.
How do we not find that out until
Mike check.
Mike check. I know that was bound to happen. How do we not find that out until
Mike
today?
Check.
It's bound to happen when Rami's got seven dishes of food in front of him.
And two giant loaves of bread.
It's a giant loaf of bread.
Oh my God. I could just eat this bread.
If you stood that loaf of bread up, it's taller than I am.
Yes.
We just want you to have a good last day, Nick.
Well, thank you. So let's.
I'm having a good Nick's last day.
Yes, you are.
Oh, they're eating on NBA Today right now. Wow. Look at the parallels.
Yeah, they're eating a bunch of terrible
awful
pizza.
Yeah. Enjoy. We got Mama Rickford cooking for us. You're eating terrible pizza on NBA Today.
All right, so let's get into the news of the day. And, of course, the news of the day is the NBA free agency period began 2 hours ago, and a lot has happened. Let's catch you up on everything. Let's start in our own backyard here in Sacramento with the Kings. Harrison Barnes, as we know, was re-signed last night. The Kings have officially announced that deal, so that is done. That also means, you know, as far as signing trades and all that stuff, Harrison Barnes, his deal is signed, sealed, and delivered as of right now. So Harrison Barnes returning 3 years, $54 million. We also know that Trey Lyles is returning to the Kings on a two-year deal. 2 years, $16 million is the number for Trey Lyles' deal. There are no team options, no player options or any of that. So it's a two-year, $16 million deal for Trey Lyles as he returns. There was also a tweet this morning from Shams Charania. This has not been finalized yet, which does make me wonder if there's more involved. But as far as we know, Chris Duarte is going to be a King sooner rather than later, working on a deal with the Indiana Pacers for Chris Duarte. So reasonable deal for HB, reasonable deal for Trey Lyles. I really, really like. I said even I love the low-risk, high-reward possibility with Chris Duarte as long as you don't give up much of anything. If it's a second-round pick, I love that. He's played alongside Domas in his rookie season in Indiana. They had a tremendous relationship on the floor. They have a tremendous relationship reportedly off the floor. Individually, all these moves have looked really good to me as far as being reasonable. When you look at the other money as well, Rami, that we've seen paid out today, the Harrison Barnes deal is fantastic when you look at what they paid to get that deal done. Before we continue, we do have another deal that just came in.
Oh.
This was somebody who I think a lot of Kings fans were interested in. Herb Jones. Herb Jones is signing with the Pelicans. 4 years, $54 million. Again, you know, Jones just declined his option. And everybody knew that he was going to stay with the Pelicans and that he declined that option so he could stay there and just sign a big extension. So that's what has happened. So Herb Jones is going to be staying with the Pelicans as he signs the four-year, $54 million deal. That's a really good deal for the Pelicans, by the way. That's a really good deal for them. And it's really good money for Herb, who had the option, got out of the option to get the money. So it works on both ends. Herb gets some tens of millions of dollars when he was in line to make $1.9 million this year. So he gets $54 million. He gets a nice...
it's a nice little bump.
Nice little bump. And the Pelicans bring back a very, you know, crucial piece to their operation on a manageable deal. I mean, that deal in 2 or 3 years is going to look like a ridiculous deal. So that deal has been done. But Rami, back to the Kings. Just your thoughts overall, the last 24 hours. I mean, it was just about 24 hours ago when we broke the news that Harrison Barnes had re-signed with the Kings. Your thoughts, Kings bringing back Barnes, Lyles, and it looks like they're nearing a deal for Chris Duarte of the Pacers.
I mean, I couldn't sit here today and after yesterday calling it underwhelming. And even with the context, the perspective of these other moves that have gone down around the NBA and then come in here today and go, oh, outstanding. Knock my socks off with these moves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it makes more sense. It looks more reasonable when you look at the money that Harrison Barnes got and you look at some of the money that's been spent around this league. What did I say? 53 minutes for $1 billion to get spent.
Yeah, just to keep people updated here, Jeremy Grant got 5 years, $160 million. That's $32 million a year. Kyle Kuzma got 4 years, $102 million. That's $25.5 million a year. Kyrie Irving got 3 years, $126 million. That's $42 million a year. Chris Middleton got 3 years, $102 million. That's $33 million a year. Even Bruce Brown cashed in 2 years, $45 million. That second year is a team option, but you're seeing a lot of big deals. Draymond Green, Rami, 4 years, $100 million.
And what every one of those moves has in common, with the exception of Bruce Brown, Nick, I think, if I was keeping up with everything you just listed off, is those guys ended up right back where they were. They didn't leave the teams that they were with. Throw Kyrie Irving in there as well, staying with the Dallas Mavericks. That leads me to believe that those guys are probably never going anywhere. We know, Nick, that, you know, discussions are had, especially with your current team before free agency actually opens up, and probably with a few other teams. And Frankie, who joined us for the back half of the 2 o'clock hour, he alluded to the fact that maybe the Kings came back to Harrison Barnes because they just didn't like what they were hearing out there on the free agent market.
Yeah.
As far as players' interest in coming to Sacramento and joining the Kings. And so it makes more sense, and you feel a lot better about it as free agency plays out. But at the same time, you do wonder if this team now can upgrade. They have $10 or $11 million to work with. To this point, they have run it back. And I know you're in the same camp as me, Nick, where you didn't want to see them run it back necessarily, especially while you're watching the rest of the Western Conference get better around them. I want to see upgrades and improvements. And to this point, outside of Duarte and maybe Sasha Vezenkov, we don't have significant improvements to the depth and versatility of this basketball team.
All right, so we got a couple of updates for you here.
Oh,
Mark Jones,
now.
Our friend Mark Jones, tweets out, "My worlds collide, Rami. My worlds collide on this Friday. The Boston Celtics are showing strong interest in Terrence Davis."
Oh.
Also, TD.
So the Celtics are showing strong interest in TD. The
Sit
Bucks,
the
Rami,
monster.
All of our worlds collide.
Oh.
Not only are the Celtics showing interest in Davis, so are the Bucks.
Oh.
who's gonna win this one out? Huh?
And they just lost Javon Carter, so that makes sense.
So Celtics and Bucks are showing strong interest in Terrence Davis. We also should tell you that Chimezie Metu is no longer a Sacramento King. Chimezie agreed to a one-year deal with the Phoenix Suns earlier today, so Metu is out. So let's take a look at, I think it's a good time here to take a look at this roster as currently constituted.
Good
okay,
time to take a break and eat more of this food.
So you've got
do that.
So you've got still a free agent. You've got Terrence Davis, Metu again out the door. Draft picks: Kobe Jones and Jalen Slauson. Possible, you know, trade helpers that you've got. You got the Dallas TPE. But right now, Rami, here's the depth chart. Point guard, you got really no change, right? You got Fox, you got Davion, and you got PJ Dozier, who played some minutes mm-hmm. as a point towards the end of the season. Some, you know, it looked like they were trying to see if he could play a third point guard role a little bit here and there. So you still have Dozier. At the two, as I used to say back in the day, at the two, Kevin Huerter. You obviously still have Monk. You've got Ellis. And then you've got Kobe Jones, who you drafted from Xavier. Your three, you've got Keegan. And you could play Duarte at the three. You could play Duarte at the two. He's a little undersized to be the three, 6'5", 6'6". So in certain matchups, a little undersized. But you've got Keegan, Duarte, Kessler, Edwards, and then Slauson. And you'd imagine that, you know, Jones and Slauson probably start the year in Stockton. And now your four position is the same as it was last year. You got HB, you got Trey Lyles. And then for right now, at center, you got Domas. And you, of course, also have Nemi. So that is, that's the depth right now for this team. That's your depth chart. That's your roster right now. There are names still available. Dylan Brooks is still out there. Kelly Oubre is still out there. Torrey Craig is still out there. Those are your threes. Your power forwards, if you want this team to get a little bit bigger. PJ Washington is still out there. He's a restricted free agent. Grant Williams, restricted free agent.
He might be still within their price range.
Yes. Yes. Rui Hachimura, still available, even though people think that the Lakers will match. Jalen McDaniels is also still available. And if you want guys who could play the 4/5, you could throw Christian Wood in that mix. Other bigs, Mason Plumlee, Dwight Powell, Thomas Bryant, Jock Landale, who had his qualifying offer pulled by the Suns today because they ended up signing Drew Eubanks. Paul Reed, an interesting name, Xavier Tillman. So, you know, those are some of the names that are still out there. And the Kings still have $10 to $13 million in space. So we will continue to monitor things. We'll get your thoughts. Are you okay with the Kings mostly bringing this back, running it back? Are you okay with that? HB coming back, Trey Lyles coming back. If Harrison Barnes was the biggest move this offseason, would you be okay with it? 916-339-1140. Is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Of course, you can chat youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. Bunch of Kings fans in the chat right now going back and forth. If you want to jump in on that and have some fun on a Friday. And don't forget to give us that thumbs up. We're trying to get to 100 likes today. We're at 86.
Give the thumbs up for Simone's mom, if nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, Mama Rickford. And the
she brought in
tremendous, here. Tremendous food spread that she brought in.
The salmon on Christini's?
We'll get to
cream and fresh dill. Mm.
So we'll get to some of your thoughts on the Kings, and we'll also share some of those big deals and some of the other stuff that's happened today throughout the NBA. It's coming up in 90 seconds.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports. Cattles and Rami.
Cattles and Rami. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
Ooh, good song.
Thank you.
All right. Are you okay with running this back? HB, Trey Lyles coming back. And here's my take, because I don't think it's fair to be angry at the Kings for running it back if you don't have, you know, oh, they should have done this instead, right? So I'm going to go and say this. I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. I would have traded for John Collins. I would have made that. If Harrison Barnes is the big move this offseason, I would have rather traded for John Collins and brought him in as an upgrade, I think, personally, over HB. That's the move I would have made. But the Kings are The Kings are mostly so far running it back. Still a lot of time to do different things. And JJ's in the studio, and he's just going bananas about the spread that Mama Rickford brought.
Just in awe.
I came here for the big fella, my guy, Nicholas Cattles.
Yes.
But I'm actually leaving here excited more about the food. And honestly, wait. Honestly, the reason why is because I know Nick. I'm just going to get this out here. I have formed a friendship with Nick, and I don't want the whole hour to be like that. But I'm a keep it a buck, Nick. One thing I could do is
don't make me emotional.
I'm not gonna get there. But look,
I
don't want to sound like this. We can talk about the Kings come next week.
Yeah,
we can talk about the Kings come 2 weeks from now.
You can,
and that's my point. So I'm going every single time you ask me about John Collins and Harrison Barnes and Chris Duarte and Trey Lyles and all these other free agents. Let me say this. Let me get it out the way because it's gonna be my answer, Nick. Salute to a lot of young fellas getting the bag.
Yeah.
Their savings, checkings, IRA, their Roths, whatever you want to call it, 401ks, their pension once they done. Shots out to everyone getting their
bag. No doubt about that.
Salute to everybody.
No doubt about that.
You're worth what a person will pay you.
Yep.
I learned that very, very fast.
Know your market.
Absolutely. With that being said, man, I have formed a friendship with Nick, and I'm here for that. But I know as long as I'm still breathing, and as long as you are, I'll be able to come, talk to you, visit you, shake your hand, kiss the baby because it's coming, all of that. I'm about to fool right now, bro. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Mama Rickford went all out. Those are dates wrapped in prosciutto and stuffed with cream cheese and goat cheese. With a little pomegranate garnish.
All right, so let me jump in here quickly because one guy that I think Kings fans were interested in, and I would have been interested in, was Josh Richardson. He is off the market. Josh Richardson has signed a 2-year deal with the Miami Heat. So maybe that. I know Richardson played a little bit of point guard here and there, so I don't know if that's their Gabe Vincent replacement. But
that's a return for him, right, to Miami.
I think so.
Wasn't
yeah,
he in Miami for a quick spell.
So Richardson goes to Miami. Before we continue with the basketball talk and NBA talk, of course, what JJ's bringing up here, we talked about this yesterday. Not going to spend a lot of time on it, frankly.
I am.
At the end of the show, we will. But I am leaving the station, and it's not because of the job. It's not because of the show. I've said this a bunch. I have absolutely loved my time with JJ and Rami and Simone and Chris. It's been the most fun that I have ever had in radio, and I've been in radio for a while. This show has been the most fun, and I hope that what we accomplished was what Rami and I wanted to accomplish when I brought in Rami last year as PD, which was a show, and I talked to JJ about this as well, and Simone. A show that is just rounded, a show that can make you laugh, a show that can inform you, a show that's opinionated, a show that is, you know, can bring some creativity. And I hope that we did that for all of you. But the reason why I'm leaving is personal reasons going on. The last 2 months, all of these guys know behind the scenes what's been going on. But it was a pretty rough 2-month stretch. And even leading into that 2-month stretch, there were some things that happened as well to Kelly and I. So we made the decision that we got to get closer to home. We got to get back home. So once the house in Roseville sells and that puppy's on the market, people, 3-bedroom. Once that, once the house sells,
I'm your realtor. Come talk to Jake.
once that house sells, we will head back to New England. But I can't say enough about the crew. I can't say enough about the listeners who embrace two outsiders, Rami and I. And you know, whether you hate us or love us, if you listened, thank you. If you watched, thank you. So that's that. That's that. For
family
now.
First, man.
Yes, sir.
Family first. All right, some of these other big deals that we had today. Let's see. Jeremy Grant, 5 years, $160 million. Woo!
Man.
Draymond Green, 4 for $100. Middleton, 3 for $102. Kyrie, 3 for $126. Kyle Kuzma, 4 for $102. Cam Johnson, 4 for $108. Kristaps Porzingis with the Celtics got a 2-year extension worth $60
million. That was a good signing.
Yeah, he could have made 77.
Mm-hmm. That was a good move by Brad Stevens.
Herb Jones gets $54 million, 4 years from the Pelicans.
What? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it just happened. Bruce Brown, 2 years, $45 million. I love Bruce Brown. And again, as JJ said, congrats on getting that bag, but I cannot believe $22.5 million.
That's probably a year. the one that got me today. The one that surprised me. I said I wasn't going to be surprised by any NBA money. That Bruce Brown money surprised me today.
They thought he was going to be, like, if you go back just, I don't know, towards the tail end of the finals, they're talking, oh, mid-level guy at 12 and a half. 22 and a half. And the second year is a player team option. So we'll see if it goes the whole 2 years, but still. Just $22.5 million for a year, and then he can go back into the market. It's not the worst thing in the world. We got Jakob Poeltl staying in Toronto, 4 years, $80 million. Gabe Vincent, this is a surprise, went to the Lakers, 3 years, $33 million. The Lakers also signed Taurean Prince to a one-year deal.
They got better.
They did get better. It made us all sick. It makes us all sick. George Niang, haven't brought him up today, 3 years, $26 million from the Cavs. Trey Jones, 2 years, $20 million from the Spurs. And then what you saw was just the Suns signing every bench player they could. Josh Okogie, Drew Eubanks, Kata Bates-Diop, Damian Lee, Chimezie Metu, all of them go to the Suns.
Open interview day with the Suns.
How dare I forget Yuta Watanabe. Yuta Watanabe also went to the Suns today.
Can't forget Yuta
Watanabe.
Bring
your resume day.
Exactly.
Rami's Chicago Bulls just absolutely love the idea of bringing in guards. They ended up signing Kobe White to a 3-year, $33 million extension today. They also brought in Javon Carter on a 3-year, $20 million deal. So that's what the Bulls did. DeAndre Jordan staying with the champions. Reggie Jackson also staying with the champions. 2-year deal for him, $10.25 million. And then earlier today, we had a trade. Joe Harris, along with 2 second-round picks, sent from the Nets to the Pistons. So let's just look at it this way. We went through this, JJ. I want to go through it with you quickly. The Western Conference standings.
Yeah.
Right? And we look at the teams, and we try to figure this out of, all right, who got better? What's going on? Right? Nuggets are the best team in the league.
For sure.
You could say they might have slightly gotten worse by losing Bruce Brown. Maybe.
Yep.
The Grizzlies, who knows what's going to happen with them. They brought in Marcus Smart. They'll probably, I mean, John Morant's missing 25 games, though, so who knows. The Kings, mostly run it back so far. The Suns, I think, are better. The Clippers, I think, are better. If they trade for Harden, they're better. The Warriors, with Chris Paul, that's an experiment to me. I have no idea. The Lakers are better, like you just said, JJ.
Man.
The T-Wolves, they're an experiment. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans, I think, will be better than they were this year, if they're healthier.
Depends on Zion.
OKC, I would be, I think they're a dangerous team. OKC is on the cusp of being like a 40, I think, 45 to 47 win team. Maybe even better than that. Mike check.
Agreed.
The Mavericks with Kyrie, experiment.
Your coin flip.
Utah is a team that, you know, I think is also dangerous. The Blazers, of course, what happens with Dame? And how does that work with Scoot Henderson?
Jeremy Grant got paid.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
And the Spurs got Wembanyama, but that's still going to take a year or two. So, I mean, look, you could say the Nuggets, right? You're with me on the Nuggets, obviously.
Yep.
Suns?
Sure.
Clippers with Harden?
Depends on what they have to give up. Don't look like much, but
yeah, let's say it's salary and like a first-round pick.
Yeah, and it depends on Kawhi.
Yeah. Warriors?
And his promises.
I feel like the Warriors, again, they're an experiment. The Lakers, they're better.
Yeah.
I think the Thunder will be much better.
Chet Holmgren is a tough guy, according to what everyone said. He's a tough guy?
Holmgren's coming back.
Oof.
The Jazz, I think, are going to be better. So, I mean, you got 6 or 7 teams, in my estimation, in the West that are going to be better next year than they were this year. Of course, this is all on paper. We have a lot of the offseason left. But right now, you know, that's what it looks like. By the way, Kevin Love is returning to the Miami Heat. So that just came across as well.
So they're not losing everybody in Miami?
No.
Okay.
They lost Gabe Vincent. They bring in Josh Richardson and Kevin Love. And the question is, you know, is Miami just kind of hanging on for Dame?
I would think so.
Because unless they think Josh Richardson is going to... I mean, right now you've got what? Josh Richardson and Kyle Lowry that could play point guard.
Yeah,
and Lowry is pretty much washed.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
So are they putting all their eggs in the Dame basket? Kind of a dangerous thing.
Yeah, or knowing Pat Riley and you know, you're probably, and Eric Spoelstra, you'll probably go to a non-drafted point guard, right? And hopefully it works somewhere down the road. They're going to keep spinning the wheel. It wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
But who knows with Miami.
By the way, here's your update. people have been asking about the cap space for the Kings and all of that. We have your update. So according to Yossi Goslin, the Kings are still projected right now with $13.6 million in remaining cap space. So right now they still have $13.5 million, which again, you've got names out there. You've got names out there that could seriously help this team. We'll see if they, you know, what they do, if they do anything. I'm hoping, you know, my final half hour on air, I'm hoping something happens. Something
go
big,
out with a bang.
Something crazy. Something bananas.
You want to walk away from the explosion like in those in action movies?
Yes. Like, the you walk. Know, what is it? Is it the Joker that's like walking away? Like,
yes.
Yeah, me. All right. All of us will be back here. We got this NBA crazy, crazy free agency day. We got the Kings to go over. We got a lot of your reaction, too, that I have to get to. We'll do that next.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
Baby Yoda's made his way in. The last couple of segments.
Oh, you don't you start a laugh attack?
I still love that thing.
I actually have that bookmarked on my YouTube. I do. That's one thing. I have that episode.
When
thing,
like when things are going bad, you could just throw that on and
man, you guys fell apart.
Look at us. Watch us be idiots.
Completely fell apart.
For about his hand.
Over yeah. nothing.
It was over his hand.
They said, look at his little fingers. And we both just lost it.
All right, let's get to last segment's going to be some fun. Vrlad's here. Yoda's here. Simone's here. Obviously, our guy JJ's here.
You see how Vrlad's dressed?
He's looking
I
good.
Love I love see that boy. The shirt.
He's looking good.
Dipped in butter.
He's looking good.
I didn't see
he's
what he was good. Wearing.
Simone's all dressed
blossom.
Up.
I know.
Where are you guys going?
I was busy eating during the break.
We're going to go see Bill Burr.
Boston's favorite okay. angry you comedian.
That's probably not my
not your
cup of tea.
Not your cup of tea?
I've never seen him stand up. Doesn't mean I'm not opposed to it. I just...
He's great.
You got
he's
the connection.
Angry. I love him.
You can sit
he's
with all
the
that.
Best.
Okay.
If you want.
I might, you know, do I got to go get dipped in butter or can I come in there white teed up?
All you got to do is cross my name off the list and put yours on there.
Oh, no.
No, because no. I got tickets on my own.
Oh, gotcha.
I tried to sell them and they couldn't sell.
Okay.
So I'm gonna sit alone with Kelly.
Where's he at?
Thunder Valley.
Oh, that's a nice little ride.
10 minutes away from my house.
You're perfect.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Tonight might get a little wild. I don't know. I wish that there was.
You
some,
could see it in my eyes,
but
right?
there's not a like. There's not really a place. There's not really a place around there to go after them. No. So like, it's gonna
you
be
can't
like
just hang at Thunder Valley. They don't have like a.
Yeah, they do.
We could. Mm-hmm. If it's smoky, Kelly will be out. I will warn you about that. She's a. She's actually.
Allergic.
Yes.
To smoke.
Mm.
Yes. Like big time.
How did Vegas work out then?
Dude, I never even smelled the smoke in Vegas. There are people smoking all around, and you don't even smell it. The ventilation systems in those casinos is off
except
the
for
charts.
The older ones.
Yeah, that's
like the
true.
Flamingo. Yeah. There's a few of them where it's like, oh, man.
But it's off the charts. I was like, how am I not smelling anything?
Because they right got now? Like just crazy like HVAC systems. Mm,
yeah.
Air quality systems. All right, let's get to some of the reaction here. One Groovy Greg. So far, these moves by the Kings aren't good enough. So one Groovy Greg, not a fan of what's going on here. Lost Crazy Razos. No, if this is what we get, very disappointed. So not feeling it. Manny Too Legit, one of our friends that's on the YouTube chat often. I feel like running it back can be good and bad for us at the same time. The good side is that the chemistry will be a lot better, but the bad side is we might be a first-round exit, which I hope not. David Neal, I would like Sasha Vezenkov since we were teased about him this whole offseason. Yeah, no word on Sasha Vezenkov. We have seen nothing. I mean, there was a tweet from somebody with like 400 followers that for some reason was picking up a little bit of steam, but nobody worth their salt in the insider game has said anything about Vezenkov.
I haven't seen a thing.
Nate Kyle. So how many teams decided to run it back in its most basic form? Good question. I mean, how many decided to run it back? You would say Denver would have loved to run it back, I think, but Bruce Brown left. The Grizzlies added Smart.
Which I love.
They lost Dylan Brooks, but they're going to add Smart. The Suns have just done a ton. The Clippers are in the Harden rumors, so they're not going to stay put. The Warriors added Chris Paul. They're not staying put. The Lakers added Gabe Vincent and Torian Prince today, so they're not staying put. Timberwolves pretty much stayed put, right, so far. The Pelicans pretty much stayed put. The Thunder. What did the Thunder do? I'm trying to remember.
Nothing.
I haven't seen much of anything. Right? No.
Mavericks got Kyrie back, so I guess you could say that's standing pat. The Jazz added John Collins. The Blazers added Scoot Henderson. The Rockets, with their $60 million in cap space, have yet to add anybody.
Spent nothing. They're waiting on Brooke Lopez.
And Van Vliet.
From what I understand. Yeah. And Van Vliet.
Yeah. That's the two guys they want. And then you got the Spurs, who added Wemby.
Wemby.
Bucks? Who knows? Let's see what happens. Celtics, Porzingis. 76ers, we'll see what happens with them. Cavaliers haven't really done anything. The Knicks really haven't done anything. And y'all probably don't care about the rest of the East.
Or you know the one that was sneaky? Joe Ingles to Orlando.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Joe Ingles jump off the bench here in Sacramento. He's long, decent creator.
Hit the three.
Absolutely. Yep. He'll punch you in the face if need be. You know, not going to back down. I like Joe Ingles. 2 year for 22, 11 mil in Orlando. That's not a bad deal.
All right, let's go to TC on the phones. What's up, TC?
Rami, Nick, JJ, Simone, Vlad. What's up?
What's up?
What up?
Jumping.
Hey, before I get started, man, Rami, thank you for everything, bro. Nice meeting you, big dog. You did a good job, man. I hope everything is well with you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, not Ron. I'm sorry, Nick. I mean, I said Ron.
It's all right.
I was going to take the praise. I was here for it.
We know what you meant, Rami just loved the idea.
Anytime somebody wants to throw some love my way, I take it. but Nick's all right too.
You know what? Yeah.
Every once in a while. What do you got for us, TC?
Hey, Monty is smart, man. You know what? I was listening to you, Nick, earlier. I mean, I was with the whole John Collins. Like, if Harrison is a big move, then we should have took a swing at Collins. But I guess Monty is smart. He always throwing us off. And then when we think we didn't have nothing, we got something going. And what was that trade earlier with the Pacers? That's not even done. So that could be a 3 or 4 team trade. He likes doing that. So
yep.
Exactly. So with our signings, I'm solid with those. You know what I'm saying? And I think the last bang of the day, we'll be able to bring in like a Grant Williams or maybe a Mo Bamba, and I'm fine.
Yeah, Mo Bamba's still out there. Thanks for the call, TC. We got to run. I appreciate you. Again, there's names out there, man. One name that's no longer out there is Rui Hachimura. He just agreed to a 3-year, $51 million deal to return to the Lakers.
Oh, wow.
So Hachimura is officially off the market.
3 for 51?
3 for 51. So what is that? 15?
17?
Yeah,
17.
Yeah, 17, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have Rui Hachimura than Harrison Barnes?
I would.
Mm. Mm. The Lakers could match, of course, if they wanted to.
Right. That's one of the ones that makes me think.
Also, Harrison Barnes spoke with Mark Spears, and here's what he had to say about re-signing with the Kings. I chose to stay because we have a great young team, and I think we can make some real noise in the West. So that's one of the comments. First time Harrison Barnes talking. We have another addition. This is going to kill me.
Headphones acting up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Another addition to the Lakers.
Dang.
Cam Reddish.
Ugh.
That's a nice flyer by them. I just hate L.A. I really do.
You ain't lying.
So they've added Gabe Vincent, Torian Prince. They've kept Rui Hachimura. They're adding Cam Reddish. Sounds like they got to keep D'Angelo Russell as well.
That's a trade piece.
And, of course, my headphones go crazy right before the end of the show.
That's a team that's gotten a lot better today, man. Maybe as much as any, because we just went through the list of teams that have stood pat, that are going to run it back. You know
Makes
what I
you
mean?
Sick.
The Lakers are actively getting better and deeper as we watch free agency happen.
By the way, I don't know if you guys want to do it or not, because it's, you know, I know I live further away from the rest of civilization where you guys are.
Right.
I think my wife just suggested a tiki bar party after the show.
Oh, at the Cattles residence, huh?
Get it in.
So I don't know.
Might be up for that.
I don't know. We'll see.
Get it in.
I got to check with my Uber.
If it's like 95 degrees.
I'm in. Yeah, I love Bill Burr. My favorite comedian out there.
Really?
Nick's not bad either.
All right, TC.
All right, my final segment with this radio station is coming up next. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do something coming up.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sactown Sports.
All right, so I don't know what we're going to do here. I will tell you, though, that we've been waiting all day, Fred VanVleet. We've been waiting for Houston with their $60 million in cap space. Fred VanVleet signs a three-year, $130 million deal with the Houston Rockets. It's a lot of money. So a three-year, $130 million deal.
You know, oof. I know how everybody feels about Kyrie, and I have the same concerns about Kyrie and his availability, but to me, Fred VanVleet is the most overpaid player of the day. He's the big winner. He's the big winner in NBA free agency. That's crazy money for Fred VanVleet to me, man.
And now to wrap it together here with the Kings, what do you do now if you're the Raptors? You know, are they going to blow it up? Is OG Anunoby maybe a little bit more available now because VanVleet walked out? We'll have to wait and see. All right, so let me guess. I guess I'll just start this thing off, and then you guys can take it wherever you want to take it. So, again, today is my last show. This is my last segment here at Sactown Sports, and it's been a great time. You know, it really has. Kelly and I have enjoyed Sacramento a lot. We've enjoyed being along for the Kings ride. I've loved working here. Honestly, the last, like, 6 months of the first year wasn't great because I was just taxed doing two full-time jobs and running hard, but this show itself has been awesome. So I will say that, you know, Rami is incredible at what he does, such a good guy, and I brought him in last June, and I'm very happy that I did that. I feel like I made the right move with that when I was program director, and I think you and I did what we wanted to do here. Mm-hmm. And I wish we had a little bit more time, but again, personal reasons taking me back home. JJ is...
And ratings have shown that. Because one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give y'all flowers. And I say this all the time. There's a lot of people that run through these doors at Sac Sports 1140. And a lot of people aren't as vocal as Jay. So I'll be the one to wear it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm not going to turn a blind eye to it. Ratings show it. Salute to y'all.
Well, thank you. JJ, one of the first guys I talked to when I got to this station. And just super talented. And I feel like just wasn't when I first met JJ, he wasn't, you know, being utilized, I thought, to the best of his ability at times. And I think you just got a ton of talent. You're legitimately one of the best producers I've worked with. Super smart about the business. Always listening, even if you don't think he's listening.
Right. It's scary.
I'll be like, you know, what do you think, JJ? He'll be like, I thought segment, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, he's listened to everything somehow, some way.
Caught every last bit of it.
Doing 100 different things back there. But JJ is a great dude. And if anybody knows JJ personally, you know, his daughter comes number one with him. A lot of stuff that he does for her and his family, which, you know, we don't talk about because it's personal stuff. But, you know, I consider you a friend. I consider everybody a friend. I really do. And I just don't say that. Simone is a trip. She's an experience. And I wanted her. Like the Jimi Hendrix experience, the Simone Rickford experience.
That's a great word for Simone.
I wanted Simone to be part of this station on the air pretty much like the first day I met her. And at first she was like, trying to tell me, I don't know if I could do it. I'm uncomfortable. And I remember I went back to her. I made another run at it late in the year last year. And she finally was like, yeah, you know what? I think I could get into it. Made my day. And I think she's a star. I don't know if it's sports radio. I don't know if it's music radio. I don't know what she's going to do. But she is going to be a star. People love her for all the right reasons. So, Just fantastic. First female voice I got to work with, by the way.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, wow, wow.
So,
no idea.
Big deal for me.
I had no idea.
It was. Big deal for me. Chris Verlade. Let's experience. Save him for last.
That's an experience.
Verlade is an experience. Verlade's an experience, especially outside of the building.
Yes.
But I love Chris, man.
For sure.
I just... Funny, one of the funniest dudes, one of the most, like, you know, dry wit at times, just so funny, and a guy that loves, you know, he's been here for, what is it, 15, 16 years, Chris?
14.
14, I was
about to get on my 15-year bonus, just to let you know.
There you go. It's a big one.
It better be.
Buying me a drink tonight.
I made it a year and a half. I don't know about 15-year bonuses, Chris is awesome, and I thought... You know, he was another guy that you and JJ, we wanted you guys to be with us. And if we could have had all three of you guys behind the scenes, you know we would have.
That'd have been a heck of a party.
But Chris is another guy that, you know, not many people will know the sacrifices, legit sacrifices that he has made to be a part of this brand.
Mm-hmm.
He has done some things that people would not do for the name of his job. And I think that gets overlooked. And so I think he's a guy who might not admit all the time that he loves what he does, but I think he does love what he does. And really good dude. And again, a hell of a time outside of this building, which I don't know if I have fully yet. I feel like I've gotten like 50% of that at times. But
the full Verlade experience?
Maybe the full Verlade.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
I mean, tonight.
The Michael Vick
the full,
experience.
The full monk. Was, right? The
maybe
full
tonight.
Monk.
Yeah.
I get the full Verlade tonight before Bill Burr. Maybe after. Yeah, but I love you guys. I do. And again, have not had as much fun in my life doing radio than this. And you guys have made me so much better.
Yeah.
You know, you made me laugh and be a goof more than I've ever been a goof. And I think that's important. It's one of the reasons why I brought Rami in, because I thought he'd bring that out of me, and he did. Maybe a little bit too much sometimes.
Like the Baby Yoda incident.
But all right. But
for you.
That's enough.
For you. Only for you, Nick.
That's enough, though. But I appreciate the listeners, too. And I had a hell of a time, but we got to go take care of some family. So I don't know if anybody wants to say anything, but I've run out of stuff to say.
I'll say this, and I said this to you yesterday, Nick, that it was almost destined to be that we got to do this show together.
Yeah.
You auditioned to be my co-host when I was in Minneapolis, and then the pandemic hit, and not only were we not hiring a co-host, we were firing Rami, and I was on my way back to Milwaukee.
A demo via Zoom,
and
you and I
think we both left that. I think we both left that audition feeling like this thing could be pretty good. And lo and behold, a year and a half later, you had a chance to audition and hire yourself a co-host. And we got to finish that unfinished business. And we got to prove that this thing could be pretty good when we got together. And as JJ said, the results were good, man. And I'm glad... I'm glad you felt like you made the right decision in bringing me here, because I know that you had to fight for that to a degree. I know this is a job a number of people wanted, and when I first got here, after a while you just sort of settle into the groove of coming in and doing your show and doing your job every day. But I'll tell you flat out, when I first got here, I was like, I got to make sure I make Nick look good. I got to go in that studio and make Nick look good.
And Kelly's been saying that for 18 years.
Not make you look good on the air. Make your decision to bring me in here look good.
There was never a doubt.
And I'm glad we got to finish the unfinished business.
Never a doubt. I would have left my position as PD if I wasn't able to hire
And one
you.
Thing I'll say about this whole team is that there was not. I hope you never had a doubt that we would be upset that you had to go and take care of family. Because one thing I know about JJ, Simone, Verlade, myself, and you, Nick, is we all understand, as much as we love this thing, it's family first. Yeah. And 100% respect your decision and what you got to go do, man. So go do it.
Yeah, straight up, brother. Definitely, man. I'll say this. I'll get out quick because I know we have some time. I mean, we got to get out of here quick. But I'll say this, man. It is...
See, consummate professional producers. Got to hit the heart out here.
Real quick. Man, look, if it's to me, we could push the A's another 5-10 minutes.
But you could push them for 2 hours. I don't know how many people...
I'll say this. The one thing that I take away from a lot going on is this. Most people always outside of here always tell me this, and I take solace in this is a local show for sure.
Yeah.
And you guys coming here have had to localize what you guys do. But one of the things that I've learned from both of you guys is being working at all these national networks, there is a middle. There's a middle ground. And I think a lot of what you guys touched on locally, entrenching your guys itself, Nick coming here doing the same thing, but also still having that national flavor, unlike anything in Sacramento right now. We don't have a national flavor show, and that's what makes you guys stick out for me. And look, I know some people don't want the national flavor, but I also, again, results show some people are interested in that. And I learned a lot of that when it came to the localization of a national show, if that makes sense.
Well, thank you. Simone, Chris?
We love you, and we got to go.
And I was the greatest on the record.
I watched the stats, Nick.
On the record. On the record for Loud was clutch.
I watched the stats, man.
Again, all right, love you guys. And again, thanks for everybody who listened and was a part of this. And I appreciate you. I'll still be around. I'll still be around town until this house gets sold and closes, actually. So I'll still be around. But we got a comedy show to go to and have a lot of fun. So everybody have a great weekend. Great 4th of July. Thank you for embracing us if you did.
Safe.
Thank you for hate watching us or listening if you did. Everybody be well. Be safe. Be healthy. See ya. My weirdness shines through more and more every day.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.